From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms as being an act of terrorism. In his weekly address today, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year. Enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State group has now claimed the married couple involved in the massacre as supporters.
We begin in California, where two soldiers...
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in an English radio broadcast Saturday, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meantime, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation after determining the attack to be terrorism. Authorities say wife Tashin Malik had pledged allegiance to the IS on social media, but FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Sayed Rizwan Farouk, to a terror group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
And both the husband and wife were killed while fleeing the scene afterward. President Barack Obama will address the nation from the Oval Office on Sunday evening after the week in the United States of violence. A triple suicide bombing at a market on Lake Chad in Chad on Saturday killed at least 27 and injured 90 others. The explosions were carried out by females, according to the Chad police spokesperson. This is VOA News.